right, guys, welcome to the show. This is Deborah Gets Red Pilled, episode 204. And for a change, Deborah is here. What's going on?
I've been absent a lot.
Yeah, you got other stuff going on. It's understandable, and you are excused.
Thank you. Thank you kindly.
Yeah, you missed a couple good ones, and sorry, yeah, we've been away for a while. We had a show scheduled for, I think, Thursday, but the guest spaced it, which is understandable. Talked to them, rescheduled for next Thursday, so we will be back on for then, and I think you can make it that time, so it'll be extra cool. Mm-hmm. Great guest, and we're really looking forward to it. OKC stuff.
OKC stuff.
I'm really, really getting into. Oklahoma City is kind of my JFK.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, it's just as convoluted, just as many. Well, I don't know if it's as convoluted, but it's so many people and so much stuff going on, and, you know, different people using the same name, possibly guys imitating other people to put them at different places at different times. And so it's just JFK was one of those things I never really got into, and mm-hmm. it was before me, and I never made the yeah. effort to like figure it out. I've never even seen the Oliver Stone movie.
Uh-huh.
So I should probably watch that. I heard it's kind of a limited hangout, as they say. But
as I recall, it doesn't say anything other than what we were all told back in the day. I don't think it goes into anything else. I've seen it, but I can't recall that it did that.
I think it does. But I think it's misdirection. That's what I trust Corey Hughes on it, and that's what he says. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Oklahoma City's particularly fun for me. You know, I can remember where I was when my mom told me that some building had been bombed in Oklahoma and all that stuff. But so we'll be getting into that next week with a special guest, one of the better known guests on the topic. So guys, get brushed up on that. I'm currently reading the never-ending 550-page Aberration in the Heartland of the Real by Dr. Wendy Painting. And just, I'm a slow reader, guys. So 550 pages, that will be the biggest book I've ever read. I think I'm on page 380. I'm trying to read 10 pages a day.
And is it on OKC?
Yeah. It's on, okay. You know, it's about Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah.
The Strange Case of It. And, she is also on, you can listen to her 11-part series with the Program to Chill podcast if you want to get caught up for Thursday's show. She's not the guest, but it's going to be Richard Booth. So he's kind of another one that's really well-known that I've heard talk about it for a long time. But other than that, guys, we are a value for production. And yeah, if you feel the desire to support the show, all the ways to do it are in the show notes. If you got anything that's not money, where we accept it all, let us know mm-hmm. what you got in mind, and we'd appreciate it. But yeah, if you want to donate some cash, keep the show going. I think the podcatcher subscription might come up soon, so I might have to pay for that. I don't know, I might switch and just go do the free Spotify one, because you can use copywritten music in it. Spotify has I heard, you know, the No Agenda guys will say it's no good, but you can use their podcast app, and then uh-huh. you get to use the whole Spotify catalog of music, which is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
So we'll see. Maybe we'll do that. But yeah. What's you've been doing a lot of traveling. You came up here for Thanksgiving. Did you enjoy your time?
Absolutely. It was just the greatest visit. And being on the farm for Thanksgiving is really special.
Yeah, it was a good one. I really enjoyed it. There was no pressure like I usually feel. Uh-huh. I smoked the turkey. I think it was the best one yet.
The best.
We got a local farm raised turkey, a huge one, 16-pounder. I just gave the last piece of the breast to the pigs today. it was big, and it was so good. I brined it and then I smoked it, and But the thing about it was, is that the skin got like super crispy and brown, but it was inedible.
It was so thick,
Yeah, it was,
so
it was
strong.
like leather. But it didn't really, if you could just take it off and it was still just as good.
Oh my God, it was
But yeah,
fabulous and
it just makes you think.
moist.
Yeah, I love that word.
Moist.
It just makes you think that for those store-bought turkeys, like what are they doing to them to make the skin so you can eat them, you know?
Yeah.
And
They
they
must
probably,
just, we know that they overfeed them and blow them up so they're,
yeah.
they reach adulthood or at least size-wise in no time. And maybe that just doesn't give their skin time to.
Plus, they're also not out in the elements, so they probably don't have to develop it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. And then yesterday I went up to this guy's house, about 45 minutes away. He's one of the guys I got our second ram from, and helped him dispatch and
Dispatch.
skin and disembowel two sheep yesterday. And we hung them up, and I'm going back tomorrow and we're gonna butcher them. So it was pretty cool. He did the first one and then I did the second one. And
With him just watching.
yeah, given a little bit of advice here and there, but I think I did a pretty good job. I think I could get through it on my own. I didn't think I was gonna have any little guys, little rams to process this year. I think I'm gonna wait until the little ones get bigger, so next year. But I was moving our big ram Leonard today, and he got me. He rammed me super hard in the leg, just below my like pointy part of my hip bone. So I got lucky because I think if he hit the bone, he could have broken it. So I got a big lump on the side of my leg.
Oh my God.
And that's it. I can't have him around anymore. So he's gonna go. He's gonna be the first one to go. He's an old guy, so we'll probably turn him into just grind the whole thing and make him sausage. But so
How old did now did you get him as a lamb, a baby?
no, he was a couple years old. We got him from our neighbor.
Oh, right. Okay.
And yeah, but yeah, I just can't have him. He's been a good breeder. So I've got him with two girls right now. I think they're all bred up. I'm gonna give them like another month just to make sure. And then I'm gonna wait for some nice warm, or not warm, but some nice dry weather in sometime probably in January and do it. But
Well, any listeners who want to learn how to do the kind of stuff that Adam does, you should just let him know. Come out and help him.
nobody's allowed at my house.
I know. I know.
Yeah, but we had, man, it was so beautiful here for like 2 weeks. It was cold. It was down in the
Cold,
20
but
in the 20s, but just sunny and
yeah.
dry. And now we're just back to rain. It's amazing how much that sun
Yeah.
affects your attitude and how good it makes you
It
feel. But
truly does. Truly does.
yeah, but the farm is firing on all cylinders. It's doing good. And yeah, big projects coming up. They're doing the siding on our house. They got three sides of our house done. It looks awesome. Brand new siding. So our house finally is like starting to make sense a little bit.
And when are
And
they starting on the deck right away?
they're gonna start their onto the front of the house with a porch. So they're gonna waterproof the front and then start on the porch.
Cool.
And yeah.
That'll be
It's going
nice.
great. Yeah, it's taking a long time. The guys only work. The guys that are doing it have like other jobs. One guy works for the city of Rainier, and the other guy's like a union carpenter who works 4 days a week, and then they come 3 days a week and work on it. So,
Good
way
all
cheap.
around.
Yeah, it's taking a little bit longer, but they were much cheaper and trustworthier than anybody else that came out. So, But yeah, it's good. How's your little pit bull doing? He's got some eye trouble, right?
He's had, yeah, it's been ongoing for over a month now. I don't know if I should go into details because I don't want to upset any of
Well,
our.
here's the deal. You got him as a rescue. You find out later when he starts having these eye problems that his tear ducts have been removed
You know,
surgically.
Avery said that. I don't recall if that is absolutely factual. I know he had his lower lashes, there's a term for it, I can't think of it right now, where they grow in instead of out, and they had to remove all those. And maybe in the process the tear duct was messed up, but he's had dry eyes forever. And so he has been getting drops for years daily, you know, at least twice a day for years. And now I had to get Avery make me a spreadsheet because there's six different eye drop type medications, and some of them are done six times a day. Some of them are done twice or four or whatever, and they all have to be, oh, one of the new ones you have to do 30 minutes before any of the others, and then all the others you have to space 5 minutes apart. Some of them go just in the left eye, some of them go in both, you know, most of them go in both eyes, but it's like overwhelming.
Yeah, that sounds crazy. Do you think they're
Yeah.
going to end up just taking his eyes out eventually?
I don't know. I think the next step, what happened was he had ulcers on his eye, and they're clearing up and we're getting it back healthy, and he developed blisters
Oof.
on his eye. And if they don't bother him, they're filled with liquid, but if they pop, then we have another ulcer.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. So
Poor
this
guy.
is just the way it's going to be.
Yeah,
He's going to have,
he's such a nice little guy.
I
He did
know.
bite me pretty hard the other day though.
He did?
Yeah, you don't remember it? You watched it happen.
Were you guys playing?
Well, yeah, I was playing. I guess he wasn't. You watched it and you apologized. You don't
My
remember this?
God. Yeah, no. I tell you, I've got so much going on.
Yeah.
That, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
He
okay.
did. Did he break the skin?
No.
Bruised
But it
you.
was, yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I think it was, I've never really been bitten by a dog before.
My God, I'm so sorry. Cubby was the
Yeah.
first.
Yeah,
Hopefully the last.
I hope so. But yeah. Well, let's hope that he's doing good.
Yeah.
But, at 6 o'clock. Well, one of our guests is here, and we're still waiting on the other one. So let's pause. We'll let one in. All right, guys, we're back, and today we're joined by returning guests. Both of them have been on the show. Amy Lane was on the show last month, and she brought a great presentation on Kenneth Anger to us. That's a good one.
I
She
am so
mentioned,
sorry I missed that.
yeah,
Oh,
there she
I
is.
saw
Some.
that too. I want to see that.
Then you mentioned, Amy, that you knew some stuff about Kinsey, that we should get into that. I'd wanted to do it for a while with Deborah, and I was like, oh, I know Sean McCann, our old friend, knows a lot about Kinsey. I've heard him with William Ramsey and a couple other people. But so I reached out to you, and you guys both said that you could come on. And yeah, Sean, we haven't had you on in a while. I think what did we do with you? We've done Eyes Wide Shut, and I think we did Margaret Sanger
Right.
with you. But you've done some
Right.
great
Yeah, Margaret Sanger. I just kind of like, yeah.
You've done some
Please.
great shows with William Ramsey, and some of my favorite ones that you do are with PsyOp Cinema too. Those are great shows. So we
Oh,
love those
those.
guys.
I'm very glad to be their friends. Yeah, I'm very
Yeah,
glad.
they're great. They They know way more than I do about stuff. We did Jacob's la we
Yeah.
did Jacob's Ladder with them. It was pretty
I
cool.
listened to that one. Yeah, that was a
Yeah.
great episode.
Yeah, so but yeah, usually we get pretty serious on the show, but today should be, pretty lighthearted. Kinsey's, just a fun
Oh.
guy who, guy from history who liberated us, got us to where we are in the sexual revolution today. Am I right?
Are we glad?
Yeah. But I thought a good way to start out the show, because everybody knows the name Kinsey. I remember seeing the Kinsey made for HBO movie back when I was in like high school or something, and it was like a fun sex romp film that showed, I thought it was great because it had like boobs, it told a historical story, had everything.
Everything.
But as I got
Yeah.
into this dark world, I found that, of course, nothing is as it seems, and there's a different story behind sexologist, aka zoologist, Alfred Kinsey.
An
So,
entomologist.
yeah.
Yeah, gall wasps. Okay. He
Let's
wrote books on gall wasps.
what are gall wasps?
It's a type of wasp.
He
It's a specific
collected
type of wasp.
over 700 of those guys,
Yeah,
those
yeah.
wasps.
Okay, so I'm gonna pull. I thought a good thing to do would be to pull up the wiki
So, Deborah,
for.
you know about this guy. You know
Well, you
how
know,
many wasps
Adam,
he's had.
well, that's because I did a little reading to, in the past few
Oh,
days, but
you're already red-pilled. Come on.
yeah, I
I
know.
thought that was weird.
I
That's
should
the
have just.
fun of it. You
Yeah.
know, Adam has done a really good job of convincing me about things that I never would have Right.
ever believed.
Well, he's doing
But
God's work.
yes,
It's great.
he's you started talking about Kinsey quite a while ago, and I was like, well, what the hell did he do? What's wrong with what he did? Until I started reading about it, and then I
Yeah,
realized there was.
read his own book.
Oh,
1948.
the mail, the one on the mail.
Yeah, Table 34.
Oh,
Is that
yes.
chapter five?
Yeah, I don't know of which chapter. Tables 31 through 34. We'll get into it later,
Yeah.
but he printed it. And the Rockefellers who funded it were surprised that there was not more backlash. They're like, wow, we thought it was going to be worse.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
Alfred,
sorry.
according
Anyway.
to Wikipedia, the Book of Knowledge, Alfred Charles Kinsey, that's stolen directly from No Agenda. That's what they call it. Charles Kinsey was an American sexologist, biologist, and professor of entomology and zoology who in 1947 founded the Institute for Sex Research at Indiana University. Not known as a Kinsey Institute, as the now known as the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction. He is best known for writing Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, 1948, and Sexual Behavior in the Human Female, 1953, also known as the Kinsey Reports, as well as for the Kinsey Scale. Kinsey's research on human sexuality, foundation of the field of sexology, provoked controversy in the 1940s and 50s and has continued to provoke controversy decades after his death. His work has influenced social and cultural values in the United States as well as internationally. So it goes on and on and on. We do an early life check. I think he passes the early life check as far as, religion goes.
As being a psycho,
Yeah.
he is a total atheist. He only went to church for looks.
Got it.
He
As a young guy, he it was forced on him.
And he never let his he his kids weren't confirmed, I think.
Okay, got it.
But he brought them to church to make it look like he's a respectable gentleman.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
So we got all that. So where would you guys like to start?
I
Well,
would I would like to really quickly talk about his access to young children and natural areas. So he called it field sex, where he'd engage in watching kids bathe, watching kids camp. He was a Boy Scout leader, so he was a very violent pederast, as Sean has established prior.
Glad to be here with you. great working together with you. I'm glad to meet you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm very grateful to work with you. And I just want to say what's not in his Wikipedia is that he was clad in a brief loincloth, a male bikini, when he would go on trips with young teenagers. So
yeah, he would be the camp counselor, and he would make them have mutual masturbation sessions. Well, not mutual. They would just group masturbation. Everybody get around a circle. We're all going to masturbate. Around
the campfire.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, whatever, I guess. He had like nude, like call them nature pictures or whatever, but he had like nudist materials, and he would show the other, you know, people there. He joined the Boy Scouts at like 18. He started camping with his church group. And yeah, I got good at it with them, and then like graduated to Boy Scouts. But anyway, yeah, he made them all masturbate, and they had to keep him at arm's length because he would try to touch their peckers. Yeah, so
did
he's
any
like
of
confirmed
these camp-
psycho.
Did any of these campers like complain to their parents and say, "I don't want to come back to this camp"?
There was a man that actually was an adult, I think, and he was working with the Kinsey at the camp. And Kinsey was revealing very intimate details about himself, and then coercing and pressuring this man to reveal intimate details about himself, which is basically called scientomania, when you already have the hypothesis you want to establish, and you are pressuring people into giving the answer that you desire.
Well, and that is like the basis of his entire career. Like that's what he does.
It's like leading questions, right?
Yes.
Like not saying
when was the first time you had sex with a goat?
Yeah. Not have you ever had sex with a goat?
Right. It starts with the assumption that everybody has done everything and they need to deny. It's like a series of denial. And if you don't deny properly, then you're on the scale. And the scale itself is moral relativism. Like ultimately, they're using science to make moral relativism the new law. So basically, it all goes back to Satan, like Satanism, anti-human, eugenics. Like if they can make black and white gray, then they can tell you anything, you know?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, getting back to that, he wanted their sexual history. And that's what all of his science, in quotes, was. And he started there just because he's a pervert and he wants to hear all the dirty details, you know? And like so that's basically Rockefeller. And well, I don't know if we're getting into that yet, but they were like,
let's get back to the beginning. Yeah, okay. So right. He starts his professional, he's a weird kid, he's got a repressed sexuality or something, probably. What's going on with him, you know, teenage years, college years, stuff like that?
Well, he's studying gall wasps, you know, and he's going on camping trips, really. Yeah. That's what he does. He gets married, and he eventually has kids with her. I think four kids, maybe something. But anyway, he's like, as he goes, and he still goes on camping trips, and he's like telling the kids all about the sex that he has with his wife. And the kids are like, oh, well, I guess, and they're pressured, and they like, oh, I guess I have to reveal this about myself now, you know? And then he's gathering all this information. Like, it's really, but anyway, in those years, he got married. And he got a job at the sorry, my dog is making noise.
No worries.
This always happens, dude. Anyway, I'll miss it when he's gone. Like, okay. So yeah, he graduated from Bowdoin
Oh,
College
Bowdoin in Maine.
in Maine, right?
It's like an Ivy
And
League school.
right. And he was studying zoology. Like, his dad wanted him to be
Engineer.
right. Yeah. So she knows more. She could tell you.
I don't. Believe me, I don't.
Okay. Well, I mean, they taught you know the official history, right, of this guy, what Wikipedia wants to tell us, right? So that's good. We might have to reference that. We might have to go and ask you what they were really saying back then, opposed to what the truth is, So, but anyway, I'll yield and let Amy take over. I'm gonna try to make my dog shut up here. Sorry.
Okay. So he graduates from university. He's a zoologist. He's
Well, can I talk really quickly about kind of his views on women?
sure.
Because he really hyper focuses on male sexuality because he was basically, I would say, a homosexual, a sadomasochistic homosexual. So basically, oh, sorry guys, what was I talking about?
His views on
His,
women.
oh yes, his views on women. Okay. So when he was at college, teaching in college, he was pressuring women to reveal their intimate sexual histories. And all of the men that he employed, all of the people he employed were men. And so women were very reluctant to do that. And there was a woman that testified that she felt coerced. And then he basically slandered her after that. So he had a very bad view of women. He viewed women as morally repressed and needing to be liberated by this new sexuality, which Sean and I will talk about that they're trying to usher in, which is basically anything goes, bestiality, incest, coprophilia, everything down the line. So yeah, that's kind of what I would say. Sean, do you have anything to say about that?
It started in Germany, and
Always does.
if you look, like right now, bestiality is legal in Germany.
Across the board.
I don't know, but they do it.
That's weird, man.
Yeah, I
Wow.
learned about it from Janice Barcelo. She talking about it. She told me about she, actually she's where I first learned about Kinsey. You guys should have Janice Barcelo on. She's
I'm
great.
not familiar with her.
Janice Barcelo, birthofanewearth.com, and
Okay.
she talks about birth trauma and like how
Oh, right.
to like hospital birth is like trauma. And she talks about conscious birthing. Really great stuff. She's awesome. But anyway, she talked about Kinsey, and in that same, like, Germany, it's legal now to do that. And this and the idea started in Weimar Germany in between the wars, and where the I mean Kinsey didn't it didn't like start with Kinsey, but he kind of picked up the baton and ran with it, because the Nazis squashed it all the way. They're
Yeah,
like,
the I
oh
mean
yeah.
the National Socialism was the response to Weimar
Right,
Germany, and
exactly.
like look where we're headed right now, like
Right.
yeah, where I live outside, you guys know I live by Portland, Oregon, which is Weimar Germany
Yeah.
to a T.
I lived there in like 07 or
Yeah.
08 in Portland,
Yeah.
and even then there's like people issue booting junk out like on the street, like in front of everybody. I
Yeah.
mean, it's nothing compared to Philly. Like, Philly's
No.
whoa. But still, I mean, they're just,
Yeah, I
and
mean
they were like, you
beyond
could
the
be
homeless
naked.
stuff, it's just the gender stuff is out of control. It's like
Right. And they were like naked
the
people.
Skittles letter people is like
Oh, right.
50%
That's what
of
you call
Port
them.
is like 50% of Portland.
Yeah, and everybody in Portland is a transplant. Nobody's like from Portland. So
Yeah.
like once they get that beacon of like, oh, the pride flag is there, they all like migrate, and so I
Yeah.
bet it's way worse now.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
anyway, sorry,
I'm from there.
topic.
I'm actually from
Yeah, well, I'm glad you escaped, bro.
there.
I'm glad you got a nice little farm and you got some stuff
Yeah.
going.
But
That's real
yeah,
freedom.
I
That's
just
real
think
freedom.
yeah, people need to history's is leaving. It's I mean it's
Right.
by design. There's nobody knows history, and like
Yes.
we're looking at this war in Israel, and I'm sure we all have our own ideas on what it was, but I guarantee all three of us were much more informed than the people out protesting on either side right now, But
Yeah.
I definitely didn't have
Yeah.
anti-Semitism is acceptable and cool in 2023 on my bingo card.
Yeah, I mean, hate is cool now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's just because they're dissolving, just like Weimar. It was the dissolving, like the Solvay and Coagula, the like Baphomet statue there. They got the you got to dissolve it all the way so that Hitler can rise up out of the ashes. They got and that Hitler was their experiment. Like hit Ford gave him every engine and every tank. You know what I mean? It's like it was created by the bankers over here, and then the collapse of the stock market. The whole Black Friday or whatever the Great Depression in America. It affected Germany because Germany was on. They had to pay the bill for the First World War.
Yeah,
And so
at
they had all
the
these, right.
Geneva Convention, correct?
I don't know if that's the name. Yeah, but anyway, I might be wrong. But
Or not
anyway,
the no, that's not
it
it. I
might
don't
be.
think
I don't know. I gotta look it up. But in any case,
it's the
like,
one that's the sanctions that were put on Germany after they lost
right.
World War One.
Exactly. They had to sign the papers and say we lost, and now they got to pay all the bills, and so they had to get all these loans from America. And so America
Great.
was like paying their way. And then when we had the Great Depression, all of a sudden they had no more money. And their money was like you had to run on payday to the store because if you were late getting to the store, your money wouldn't buy anything because
Yeah.
like the price was ratcheting every second. So like foreign money was all the only thing worth anything. And prostitution was legal. And so entire families were selling themselves. And sailors from all over the known world were going to Berlin. Like it was disgusting. And in the center of that was a man named Magnus Hirschfeld. And he started
I
the
wish I wish I
Institute.
had my Sean or my Ryan Dawson bell. I'd ring it right now, but
Magnus Hirschfeld, everybody, look that one up because he's the one that invented the word transvestite and transsexual. Those are his words. His institute for sex, sexology, whatever. It's like they had a bunch of different names. Same thing. His institute
It
was.
was a gay brothel that also did that was also slicing people up, right?
Yeah, they did the first transsexual or surgery to turn a man into a woman. And
Was
that
that
was,
Christine Jorgensen?
no, it was much before that.
it was in like the twenties
This is in the like
and
the
then,
flapper days, Deborah.
yeah,
Yeah,
this was
before World War
like
II.
before two. Yeah. And, here, I got it written down. God, my notes are all over the place. But okay. So anyway, the money's worthless and this entire Berlin is like a disgusting hell pit. And this Magnus Hirschfeld is leading the charge. He's like, all sex is good and homosexuality is natural
And
and
he was
we
a
are.
eugenicist as well,
Yes. Exactly.
which ties a lot of these characters together.
That is the plan. That is what it is. Right.
Have you
That
ever
is what
heard of
it
this book called Faust's Metropolis?
Yes, I just downloaded that recently.
Yeah, I've heard that that's a good depiction of
Yeah.
what Weimar Germany was like. I
Right.
wonder
Yeah, the movie
if
Metropolis came out of that because they had the film started there. It was just, yeah, go ahead, sorry. Because pornography, that's why. Because pornography, oh, we need cameras. And then all of a sudden we got cameras. What do we do with them after that? They made Metropolis, one of the greatest films ever made. But anyway, go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, and Magnus Hirschfeld was friends with Christopher Isherwood, who wrote the play Cabaret, which, if you've ever seen that movie with Liza Minnelli and Joel Grey, it was basically like, trans people in that film in Weimar Germany, as Sean was speaking about. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly that. That cabaret was a celebration of Weimar Germany and Berlin. Berlin was the center, and you can like maybe there's a documentary a long time ago, Sin Cities, and there was like three of them. Berlin was the first episode. Check that out, 'cause whoa. Oh my God. Like everything, like drugs, prostitution, all of it. But it's a democracy, right? And you can vote, right? Yeah. But I mean, really, it kind of stained the face of democracy too. And they were like, we got to stamp out this democracy. But really, it was already fascism. I mean, the corporations and all the internationalists, like all the, the globalists of the time, they all came and they ruled Berlin. They just took over. And they destroyed the, I mean, it was an experiment, and this it was all the disillusion and the dissolving. And so that's the sex science of sex, like they were studying like how opium affects a female orgasm. Like they're trying to make it like trying to apply numbers to it and make it like, oh, this is real science.
Quantifiable. Yeah.
Right.
What
And
was
like
like the point of all these studies?
to legitimize it, to make it look like
Just to
it's
degrade
real.
society?
Well, yeah, basically, the like I said before, they're trying to moral to turn everybody into morally relative, so
Okay.
that if it feels good, do it, whatever. There is no right and wrong, because then once they're at that state, it's totally dissolved, and they can do whatever they want, and they
You could
can
say like
create Hitler or
do
whatever.
as thou wilt is the whole of the law, maybe?
Forget love under will. But yeah, so like that is the idea, is the dissolving. And so Weimar is such a good like picture, the view. And now they're like, they need to get rid of America, our inalienable rights from our creator allow us to defend ourselves and to speak freely, and they can't have that in their global domination. So they need to dissolve us and they need to eradicate us. And they've been doing it for a long time. And they've been giving us all these estrogen mimickers in the water. They've been, given all the grooming and the education for kids. Like I just learned that indecency laws of pornography and stuff is like a lot of like pornographic material, indecent material is illegal to be shown in public except at a public school in a school setting. I'm like,
Sorry.
what? That's why,
What? Yeah.
all the teachers that are like bringing these books to their public council, their representatives and council and stuff, they're saying, how, why are all these books in our kids' libraries? And they're like, oh, don't read that. You can't read that because it's indecent. And they're like, well, why is it in our kids' libraries?
Did you
Because it's
guys
legal.
hear the clips of that? You know that guy John Kennedy, he's from Louisiana. He's like the he's like a senator from Louisiana. He's like an old like grandpa type guy, but he's good like in those Senate hearings. He's like a Jim Jordan type, who like really gets the people that they're cross-examining or whatever. And he's got like this southern drawl, and he's just like an old jolly grandpa. But in one of them, he's reading like one of those books that's like in a
Nice.
child's library. And it's like,
It is
it's
sick.
in the congressional record of him like saying, like, I put on my favorite black strap-on, with the new dildo. This was my ass. Like, wow. He slowly slid his cock into my mouth.
Oh my God.
They play it on OBDM all the time, but it's pretty funny.
Thanks, Kinsey.
Yeah, exactly.
So could I circle back really quick just please. For Deborah, just for some basic Kinsey claims and Kinsey views. So basically Kinsey, because he was a biologist by trade, he viewed humans as animals. So he viewed orgasm as that's it. It's an outlet in all animals, apparently. It can be quantified. It can be measured. And basically that gives us the right to do anything that we want because we are equated with animals and animals do whatever they want. And so he viewed children are sexual from birth.
Yeah.
That most American boys engage in sex activity with other boys and that males reach their sexual peak in teenage years.
Kinsey also published a high school textbook in 1926. An Introduction to Biology in the Wake of the 1925 Scopes Monkey Trial. Kinsey strongly favors Darwin's theory of natural selection.
Yep.
And he's a total atheist.
Right. Got it.
So like a social Darwinism kind of social engineering thing as well.
Social Darwinism is another tenet of Satanism. And eugenics is another one.
Yeah. Are you going to cover some of the stuff that in chapter 5?
Yeah, you want to talk about Amy, do you have something? I've got something here for you if you don't.
I do. Okay. I think we both probably have enough well, to let's, cover it.
So the definition of orgasm for him, because you just said that orgasm can be quantified according to him. Okay, so let's find out what he, because we need to define our terms here, right? So let's see. I've got it here, I'm sorry. But so the definition of orgasm in among pre-adolescent boys and among younger females, orgasm is not so readily recognized, partly because of the lack of ejaculate. That's a quote, Alfred Kinsey, Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, page 159. Going on, so page 160 to 161, Sexual Behavior, Human Male, quote, a gradual and sometimes prolonged buildup to orgasm, which involves still more violent convulsions of the whole body. Heavy breathing, groaning, sobbing, and more violent cries, sometimes with an abundance of tears.
Because they're being raped.
Yes. That is Kinsey's definition of orgasm. So, moving on. The males in the present group, pre-adolescent boys, became similarly hypersensitive before the arrival of actual orgasm, will fight away from the partner, and may make violent attempts to avoid climax. Wow. Although, he says, Kinsey continues and says, although they derive definite pleasure from the situation.
Is there any indication of the experiments? Oh, does he explain the experiments that he's doing to get this so information?
They use a stopwatch. And who's used? Oh, listen, let's listen to her. Yeah.
He found out about this sexual omnivore who would have sex. He had sex first with his grandmother and then with the 36 members of his family. And then from out there,
Rex King. Yes,
he animals, you name it. So Kinsey learns about this guy from his mentor, who maybe was the German guy. I'm not sure.
I've got his mentor.
So he writes to him because he knows that this Rex King has written down in diaries all the details of everybody he has raped. And so he drives out to wherever this guy is, I think in Arizona or something like that, and convinces Rex King to give him his diaries, which eventually he does. He gives him, all these books with like all this information that he has gathered for himself. And Kinsey uses that as a resource, word for word, in his Human Sexuality.
So, do you think it sounds like science?
I mean,
So,
how much would you trust a pedophile of this many
no.
to tell you the truth?
Well, if you're a
Right.
pedophile, you'd probably trust it more.
So he seeked out pedophiles on purpose. He
Yes.
would, his book is not actually a cross-section of the normal human male population. 80% of his research was done during World War II, so all the males were off at war. The remainder were
In
people
jail,
in prisons,
prison, yeah.
and he would seek out sex offenders specifically. And for the female book, he used.
Classifying women as prostitutes that had been married to their pimp for a year.
Yeah, if they lived in the house with their pimp for a year, they are a wife. And whatever they do is what wives do. And he says that 20 some percent of all wives had an abortion.
In those
Like,
days.
yeah, in 53. And this the book that came out the same year as first issue of Playboy.
And my
And
birthday, my
oh.
birth year. Yay.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that there's something good happened that year. Yeah. So, like, the Playboy is totally from Kinsey. Like, the guy who created Playboy, Hugh Hefner, total sexual psychopath. He F's dogs. Witness, like, one of his wives walks in on him boinking the dog. And he says, "Oh, dogs need love too." That's his excuse to her. And she's like, "No, ah." That's the kind. And he learned everything from Kinsey. And he calls himself Kinsey's pamphleteer. A pamphlet is the propaganda. And what is Playboy? Playboy had it, like, if you listen to Judith Reisman, and I'm glad that I said her name on this show, like, she's a hero. And rest in peace. She just died recently. But she did. She exposed all of the pedophilia of grooming in Playboy and Hustler and all those magazines. And in that, she also exposed Kinsey and showed all of that. She did a lot of book. She did many books and a lot of great work.
Yeah,
Anyway.
it's come out in recent years that, well, I don't know, people probably knew about it forever, but that Playboy and the Playboy Mansion, Hugh Hefner was kind of like a pre-Epstein Epstein. Like that was kind
Oh,
of
all
like
the
a
way.
brownstone
Yeah,
blackmail operation
totally.
was where these big parties, they invite people, they get them compromised, they take
Bill
pictures.
Cosby was there every night.
Yeah, and that whole place is all like wired up for
Yeah,
video
totally.
and cameras and film and stuff. So yeah, there were
So,
the I don't know if it was it the
and
CIA.
in the Kinsey Institute in Indiana, they created a soundproof room where Kinsey and his researchers, who were his lovers, Pomeroy and
Kenneth Anger.
Gephardt.
And
Yeah, his
Kenneth
one
Anger.
Gephardt.
Gephardt, yes, Deborah, you've done your homework. Very good.
But Kenneth Anger was in there too,
Kenneth
Trev.
Anger lived at his house and did porno for Kinsey.
And
Cute.
basically,
His videos are in the Institute.
they were recording everybody in the University of Indiana.
Anybody that worked for
So,
him had to be recorded.
yes.
You got to do sex on camera to get a job.
If you're a janitor, you have to give your intimate sexual history.
So they would, what are these people doing? They're going in a room and like J-O-ing and they film
Yep.
it.
Do whatever. What I mean, they do, they interview them and find out all what's crazy in their head, all their psychology, you
Yeah.
know, and then they'd put him in compromising situations so that Kinsey has a powerful leverage over them. That's what it, like, it's all science of leverage. Like, that's what power is. And like, blackmail is money. Like, with people, they can make money. They got a printer. They can make as much money as they want. Blackmail is the real, I mean, that and the children themselves is the money, the commodity that's exchanged. But that if you, there's a good book called Political Ponerology, and it talks about the kakistocracy that we live in. And
I've not heard
basically,
that word before.
kakistocracy means rule of the worst. Kak as in like feces, like
Kaka.
yeah,
Kaka.
right. And so like basically psychopaths gravitate to the power and they rise to the top, and they need blackmail to keep themselves in place, you know. The longest sitting Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, was told by the judge, "You are a sick psychopath." Like, I forget the words.
Do
I
you know
mean,
about, do you remember him, Deborah, the story of him?
No.
It's within
He's a pedophile.
the last 10 years. He
What's
was
his name?
Dennis Hastert. He was the Speaker of the House. He was the he was a
Under Clinton.
Republican. Yeah, so
Yep.
he was a Republican Speaker of the House.
He would
He had
go
been
on tr
a high school
Sorry.
wrestling coach.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And he was, so
Yeah.
he
Of
was
course he was.
compromised.
Like Jerry Sandusky kind of figure, right?
Right. He was making payments to his victims. And they were like, "Oh, we got a job for you. Come
Yeah,
on,
so
do some government."
he'd been raping little guys for decades.
Right.
And he ended up going to prison. He's still in prison, Deborah, but he's not in prison for anything sexual. He's in prison for misallocating like
He didn't pay the
resources
taxes on the payments. He like,
to pay these kids off.
right.
You guys
Yeah.
ever hear
He
that?
tried to sue the kids for speaking because he had an agreement with them and he was making the payments, and you're not supposed to say that. And he tried to sue them in court.
Have you guys ever heard
It's like unbelievable. Other countries were put giving him trips to Thailand to bugger little children so that it would influence American laws.
that?
God.
Anyway, so that's how power works. It's the kakistocracy. Remember that word, it's for real.
Catastrophe.
Kakistocracy.
Catastrophe.
Yeah, catastrophe for sure.
Have you guys ever heard that maybe Sandusky was set up and isn't guilty?
No, I haven't heard that.
The guy, I don't know. I don't know what to think. There's a guy who did a whole like 20-part podcast on it. The guy has no testicles. He's
Sandusky.
Right.
He's never had sex in his life.
The guy, the producer guy, Weinstein,
Yeah.
he's got like a deformity down there. He
Yeah,
had
the
to, he used injections. He would inject his penis with like something to make it hard. Like,
Yeah.
I guess he didn't even, his testicles were in his legs or something. It
Yeah,
was
the
like
girl
some
said
weird
it looked like he
operation.
was like a burn victim and that
Yeah.
they couldn't tell if he was male or female by looking at
Right.
it.
That's probably because of the dark occult ritual. I'm sure
Yeah.
it goes into dark occult for real. Yeah, but that's another subject. Sorry.
Yeah, look into that Sandusky thing. There's a
Right.
whole rabbit hole on that one.
But I mean, I bet like he might have done it. Just like, you know, he might have injected himself, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like
I
it,
mean there's
and
there
there's more to rape than just penetration. You know what I
Right.
mean? There's all kinds of shit. I mean, look at what Spielberg did to that little girl from the Poltergeist. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like she
Raped
killed
her to
her,
death.
raped her to death with a piece of wood. It was like a
Wait.
broomstick or something.
Wait. Steven Spielberg did that?
Yeah,
That's what
yeah,
they claim.
yeah.
Allegedly.
He found her. Like, come
Heather
on,
O'Rourke.
right? Like
Yeah.
he's a wicked pedophile. That's why Kubrick gave him the film AI. Like, why would he film a movie? Everybody should read Crispin Glover's letter to Steven Spielberg. For real. Why did he put those children from the Schindler's List? Why did he put them under the latrine, cover them in shit? Why did he do that? Like, I mean, really.
For realism.
Yeah.
I don't think
But
so.
he's making us look at it, you know? And have you ever seen the way that the girl from ET like switches alters when he's in front of her? She's like, "Ah, daddy." Drew
Drew
Barrymore,
Barrymore.
right? She switches to like a 6-year-old.
Yeah,
She's
and we
like,
know like
"Daddy?"
that girl was like snorting cocaine
Oh yeah.
and having sex when she or being raped or
Yeah.
whatever when she was like
Just like
nine, you know.
Tatum and the rest of them, like everybody at Studio 54, they all read Kinsey's book.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry guys.
Another source of info for Kinsey was a former Nazi. You guys know about this guy?
I'm glad you
Baljusek.
know. Yeah.
Yes.
You know
Very
the you got the red pill all the way that
good.
you've
You've done
already
your
digested it.
research.
That's great. That's
And
great.
Baljusek was what's sorry, I can't think of the word. Committed murder, and he was he they found they took him, and searching his place, they found all these letters back and forth between he and Kinsey that Interpol got into.
Right.
He
But
raped
nothing seemed to
his
happen from that.
own daughter and his own niece. And in the correspondences between him and Kinsey, he cut out Kinsey's signature and taped it to his diary as this like nostalgic memento.
Like an autograph.
Yes.
He told like he would take kids from the work camps or whatever, like, and he would say, make them service him. And he would do more of it to please Kinsey because he knew that Kinsey wanted the research. So Kinsey's influence ended up like having more children get raped before they died at the work camps of, the Holocaust of, I mean, it's so sick. And that dude, Max, the Rex King or whatever. I mean, Rex King, that's a fake name, dude.
That's
Rex
King
means,
King. Yeah,
right.
Rex
Yeah,
means
come on. But that dude, Gephardt talked about in one of the documentaries I've seen, talked about how large of a member he had and how painful it was for the children.
And he laughed while he was saying it.
You saw it.
I watched
Wow.
some YouTube clips, and
Yeah.
Gephardt, you know.
I've got that documentary. I'll send it to you if you like.
Oh my can
God.
I interject really quick,
Please.
Deborah? So Rex King had sex with 800 children between I think 1917 and 1947, initiated into sex by Grant, his own grandmother and father, and had sex with various animals. I'm gonna read this quote. It's really disturbing. So if you're a listener and you've had
You've
sexual
been warned.
trauma, like probably skip ahead because this is really terrible.
Earmuffs.
So experimented with a baby, could take head of penis in mouth easily. His success in getting his huge range was like Kinsey, that he not only didn't disapprove, but was happy to join in seducing boys and men. In a few minutes, the boy was laughing and did not hold it against me. Fact is, he seemed proud he had done it. I praised him and told him he was some kid to take a 7-inch cock down his throat and up his ass the same night. I got the boys to feel safe, warm, and happy. And this is the
Yeah.
basis of all science that is in the legal citations for our
Yeah.
laws now, basically.
1955 model law,
Penal code.
penal code, model penal code, right. All of that was influenced by Kinsey. All
It's
of that
so
was created.
fucked.
That is disgusting.
It's the worst thing I found. So, yeah.
yeah, there's, yeah, well.
What's the
It seems to me that Rex King was probably a generational abuse victim. Like, this goes deeper into like satanic
Yeah, it
ritual
sounds
abuse.
like SRA for sure.
Yeah.
It sounds like some weird Henry Lee Lucas Otis Tool stuff to me. Programmed to kill
Yeah.
stuff, you know?
Yeah. It's the same.
Like
It's
a being raised
destruction.
in a coven or something like that.
Right. Yeah. And then Kinsey was so happy to get letters from this dude and learn from this dude. He's the best. Oh, he'll teach me all the weird shit. Like, gross. Kinsey liked to hear that type of story, and he wanted more, and he paid for it. What kind of person is this? He said that the children received pleasure, even though they were fighting away and trying not to be part of the situation. They definitely received pleasure. So what does that tell you about Kinsey's psychology? He is a sadomasochistic pederast. He sees pain and he thinks they like it. And that's what he's writing books about. This table, 34, like, it's a list of how many orgasms were achieved by the raper on the child, or what, the child's orgasm, apparently, according to Kinsey's definition of what a
Yeah,
orgasm
and
is.
it's isn't it quantified by like how many times they cried?
Right. Well, yeah,
They
it's
say it
there's no
cli
ejaculate,
it's
so
climax, but
right.
it says 26 climaxes in 24 hours by a 4-year-old and a 13-year-old, and 11 climaxes in 1 hour by a 5-month-old. So
They had
they
even
were
2 months.
raping them, but like minutes between.
Yeah. And they
Do
had
you?
stopwatch.
Yes.
So the stopwatch, he learned the stopwatch was this Rex King learned how to use the stopwatch from Kinsey's mentor. And Kinsey took over.
Who?
So this stopwatch is like trained. The pedophiles are told to you look at the watch and watch the subject, the victim, and when he cries and tries to get away, that's an orgasm. Write it down. Like, and this is science.
Who were the children that were being tested on?
There's a great documentary, The Children of Table 34. People should look
Okay.
that one up. Yeah. So there's a woman who was one of those children. Her dad,
Yeah.
like, had correspondence, and she saw, like, he was so proud, and he was using a stopwatch, and she remembers it, and she's one of those children. She was abused, and he sent letters, and he was so happy to send letters of the abuse. And she's an old lady, 80 years old, like, telling the story for this documentary. It's sad. It's really sad. I mean, it damages these children forever. They never will go back to being innocent or being normal, like, whatever. Like, I mean, I'm victims that are listening, like, it's you're not broken forever. Like, I'm not talking like that, but I mean, it changes you. You don't, it doesn't, and that's what SRA does. I mean, they use trauma with a scientific application of that trauma to achieve the perfect break of their mind so that they can influence them and turn them into robots. So if they can dissolve us as a society on the whole, and if they can, like, abuse all of us with circumcision, or like, even, like, the transgenders, like, when they swap over, they gotta, like, chop off things and do weird, like, some of
Hey,
the
let me
just to
interrupt you, Sean. I'm
okay.
I don't know if you've heard of this book, but I'm listening to it on Audible right now. The author was on my friend Buck Johnson's podcast, Counterflow, but it is called Lost in Transnation
Oh,
by Miriam Grossman, MD.
she's great. Yeah,
And
yeah.
man, I recommended it to
She
Deborah.
was
It
hot. She
is, go ahead.
No, she was highlighted in What Is a Woman, the documentary
Oh,
recently.
okay.
She was the doctor who told everybody that Kinsey is where all these books come from.
Yeah,
She was the
she talks
face of it,
about
Miriam
that in
Grossman.
here. And
She's
man, this
great.
is a
I
tough
think I
book to
already
read.
have that book. Right.
Yeah,
Okay.
check it out. It's on Audible. It's like 14 hours long. I've got 3 hours
Awesome.
left. But
Sweet.
she writes the book to the parent whose 15-year-old daughter has rapid onset gender dysphoria and has come to them and said, like, I'm Dexter now. I want to wear a binder. You're a racist and I'm a man. So she talks about everything you need to do as far as like what to do, like seek counsel immediately, like talk to her, get your kid into like whatever therapy, avoid all this stuff. But yeah, I
Take them
just
out of
got,
public school.
yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah.
Homeschool.
Yeah, she says that that's the number one thing, but you know, not
Right.
everybody gets an opportunity to do that, unfortunately.
Very
But
unfortunate.
yeah, I just went through the chapter of like people that have like wanted to detransition and haven't been able to, and just
It's
like every
sad,
all the
dude.
medical stuff that's
Like
they've had to do.
the
And
females, when they get the they like chop part of their arm, like they
yeah,
take like
that's
this
like
huge.
in Port, I've seen it in Portland. It's like
Dude.
a something that people openly want people to see.
Oh.
But the one thing, man, it's really hitting me hard.
I've heard that the next thing, everybody wants to be transgender, everybody was wanted to be gay in the 90s, now everybody, the next thing is crippled.
Yeah,
They're
I
gonna
mean,
promote that, and like
because of the
mutilated
vaccine
bodies,
injury, probably too, you know.
right,
There are
mutilated
people
bodies,
who
yeah.
feel like, you know, I've got this leg is
Yeah.
just not supposed to be here. I have to get rid of it.
Right. And the
But think
controllers of
about it. Think
society,
about
like
it, Deborah.
Rockefeller, they
Is
say,
that
like,
how is
people,
that any
computer
fake?
programmers don't need legs.
Yeah.
And then
Oh, yeah.
when they are amputated, they are mentally more subservient. It affects their brain. It changes their, like, now they're helpless. So they
Yeah.
need government. And I need my boss. Oh.
Well, let me
You
tell you
know,
my
go
story
ahead.
because
Sorry.
I came to like a pretty, you know, eye-opening or not conclusion, but just something that. So I don't know if you guys, I mean, you guys listen to my podcast. I know Amy does. Like, I went in. I was, you know, living in San Francisco. I was like, you know, kind of tricked, you know, before I woke up, and I went. I had no kids. I went. I got a vasectomy, and then I went on testosterone. I was banging a bunch of testosterone, so
Wow.
I took away my reproductive. I got it reversed.
Good.
Everything works now,
Great.
but like I took away my reproductive ability and then started taking hormones. Like how I'm like a detransitioner.
Yeah. And
Like
where did
for
you
real,
learn
like
that?
I transed myself in a weird roundabout way.
Right.
And
It's
it's
a
because
there's a
I was
scale of
you
that
know
too.
what? You know,
Right.
I was listening to Joe Rogan. He's pushing TRT and hormones and all this stuff like that, you know. It's crazy.
Right.
And like, you know what happens when you're a man who's like doing massive amounts of testosterone because you're like, "Oh, I was like, oh, I'm 35 years old. I'm going to like a competitive jiu-jitsu gym. I got to keep up with these young guys." You know what happens to your brain and your body
Right.
when you go off testosterone at 40 years old? Like, it's like the worst suicidal ideation that you could imagine. It depression, you can't
Oh
sleep,
my
you can't do anything.
God.
It was horrific. It took me like 2 years to, I'm good now, but for 2 years it was bad, man. And like it that yeah that I just listening to this book and like being so vocal about like how are all these young people so stupid to do all this stuff. It's like I did kind of a different version of the same exact thing,
Right.
you
The
know?
end goal is the same for them.
Yeah,
You
I mean the
wanted
end
su
goal
you were
was
thinking about suicide.
I couldn't have kids. I was dependent on pharma and I wanted to kill myself. You know?
Jesus. So just,
that's how they want the world.
Yeah.
That's how they, that's, I mean, I'm so glad that you have found a powerful place in your life. Like, you are free and you've got a homestead and you got your great, like, I mean, I'm glad that you have yourself under control again, because yeah, they tried to take that away, dude.
Yeah.
And I they mean, do that when we're, when they're kids. That's what those books are. Like,
yeah.
Why does the senator have to read that out? Why don't the parents know that shit? Why don't the parents know what's going on? Yeah. Why is it that the school can vaccinate your kid when the parent and keep it a secret from the parents? Like, mm-hmm, what is that? That is Satanism. Mm-hmm. It is collectivism. It is, we own you, you don't have rights. I mean, it's anti-human, really. And to they want to kill off the population. Like, the baby boom was an experiment too, you know, and they're done paying for their bills, all the Medicare. So they gave them all injections, you know, we're done with them. So next, we're going to have our new world order, right? 2030, you know, mm-hmm, like, it's happening. And Kinsey is leading the charge. You know, they had, like, when whatever Pride wins, they like lit up the White House with the gay flag,
rainbow
flag. That is used in SRA programming. That is a trigger. They do this. This is all intentional. I mean, so, like, what they do with SRA to individual children, they're doing to all of us. And that's why they wanted to learn about how to dissolve the morality of sex and how to, like, because if you're cutting, I mean, if you're vasectomizing yourself and, you know, taking whatever pills, like, you're not going to have children. That's mm-hmm what they want. And if you're queer and you're, like, putting it in the dumper instead or whatever, you're not going to have children. And, you know, if you're chopping up your organs and you turn it into some other sex, I'm a dog now, whatever, you're not going to have children. That's what they want. They want us all to die off because mm-hmm they can have robots now.
And Depop is, baby. Depop is really easy when everyone's sterilized from experimental gene therapy. And that's right, really sad to say, but it's, I'm seeing devastation in my life or all around me and people,
my family,
formerly healthy people, you know? So,
right.
Yeah.
And that, but that took our consent.
Yeah.
They wanted our consent.
Mm-hmm.
That is a magic spell. So that is a magic working, this whole thing. It's all part of it. And I wouldn't be surprised if demons told him to do it. But that's another matter. I mean, I'm trying to stay on a Kinsey topic, but really it's all one big piece of pie and we all got to take a bite. And it's a black pill sandwich. Yeah, it's really
when
sick.
When you just reminded me when we were talking vasectomy that Kinsey, because I guess he was like overdosed with seeing so much sexual activity, could no longer become aroused. And so he took out his pocket knife. Do you know this? And gave himself a circumcision.
So
with no anesthesia.
With no anesthesia, just with
in
his
a bathtub with a dirty pocket knife.
Mm-hmm. That's desperation.
So sounds like a fun old time.
Actually, he's a sadomasochist, and that's the most pain you can get.
Well, so
it's very thrilling for him.
Yeah.
Because that's where all your nerve endings are. Like, I hope to have a conversation with you guys further in another episode about
that. We'll get that set up soon.
Good, please. But in any case, like that part has all of the feeling, whatever, and to cut it, like, it hurt a lot, you know, and he liked the pain. And if you look up, how he died, they'll be like, oh, he died of heart trouble.
Deborah looks
Really?
like she hasn't heard how he died yet.
No,
See?
I don't. I know he was 62. That's all I know.
He died of orchitis,
What's that?
which is a infection of his testicles because he abused his body so much, he died from it. Apparently, when Rockefeller, like, he tried and fought to keep funding from the Rockefeller Foundation, but they ceased funding because his book was selling so much. They're like, we don't need to give you money anymore. You got tons of money. And he was apparently sad about that. And he tied a rope around his testicles, threw it up over a pipe, like on the ceiling, and he hung himself from his testicles. And this is what led to his death.
Oh, good Lord.
Right.
That was a.
And he is the founder of sexology in America. And
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
writing the books.
Yeah,
Yeah,
so
this
like
guy.
everybody has like Psych 101, and yeah, you learn about Kinsey and how he revolutionized sex, and yeah, like
Sick.
my wife took a lot of psychology in college. She went to like one of the Claremont colleges, a prestigious university. And like I asked her, did you ever learn about Kinsey? And she's like, yeah, that sounds familiar. I think he was like a sex guy or something like that. And it was, yeah, there's nothing but that. And
Right. That's all they got.
the same thing goes for, we don't have to get into this too much. I think maybe I'll do a whole show on this guy. This guy, Dr. John Money, who was a disciple of Kinsey. And he is the one that came up with the term gender identity in the mid-50s, I think 1957 or something. And yeah,
Right.
Miriam Grossman in Lost in Translation talks about him.
Right.
Was he the
And
one,
all
remember
of
the twins?
Yep, he's the twin guy,
Okay,
Deborah. So
experiments.
I just
All
ordered.
of that came from a botched circumcision,
Right.
yep,
Yeah.
which
Yeah,
should have never happened.
they
Both of
burned.
those kids killed
Oh my
themselves.
God,
Yeah,
they were
both of them committed suicide.
one could the one who had been forced to transition committed suicide, and then the other twin died first from a overdose.
Oh, well,
The
I
yeah,
take it as a
exactly. Yeah,
suicide.
the family hit was just ruined by
Oh
this
my
guy. But this
God.
guy, we'll do a I'll do a quick synopsis.
They burned off the baby's penis. They had them both there for a circumcision, and they had this cauterizing device, and it was like to burn off the foreskin. It's disgusting. And so they let in the first one, and then whoops, it was turned up too high. We completely burned away his penis. It's gone. Sorry, mom and dad. Whoops, send in the next one. And they were like, no, we're gonna keep him intact. Thanks anyway.
So what they did was this guy, John Money, who's a disciple of Kinsey, he was a sexologist at, where do you think? Johns Hopkins University, Baltimore. And so he had come up with this theory that as long as they were under 3 years old, he was the first one to come up with like the sex is a construct. So you could raise a little boy as a girl and nothing, there was nothing ingrained inside of a male or a female that made them naturally masculine or feminine. And so
This also.
he could never prove it. And then this case came up. These guys, the parents were like 21 and 19, and they were like poor Canadian working class people from I think Edmonton or Calgary or something. And he's like, this is my perfect chance to prove my theory. And so he gets them down to Baltimore, tells them to start raising this girl, the little boy as a girl, and it doesn't
He
work.
always played with trucks.
Yeah, always play with trucks, was never, like to rough house and wrestle, do all the boy stuff. And go ahead, Sean.
I just wanted to say this also relates to SRA. SRA victims talk about how they're made to dress as the opposite sex and to act as the opposite sex in the pornography that they're used for. Kurth Barker wrote many books. He gives testimonies in his book, Cannibalism, Blood Drinking, and High Adept Satanism. It's a real title, but it's a real book. And this guy saw it. He was there. He was a victim. And so they made him dress. His name was Kathy, and he had to wear a dress. And then when he was at home and normal, he's Kurth. And that helps him for the switching.
Yeah.
To make the other altar show up so that all the Satanism and stuff goes into Kathy. And the Kurth is like a Christian boy and everybody thinks is normal, you know. So, but they use him in the rituals and like whatever. But the fact that they raised all the victims as homosexual. They raised them that way because they thought it was natural. And I'm sure they got all their information from the same people.
Yeah.
I mean, and it goes like to Weimar and before that, like Havelock Ellis and stuff. This dude, like you said, all they had was Kinsey in the books. Because before that, they had Havelock Ellis. He would say that gay is biologically natural, and he would point at chickens and be like, look, that chicken is banging that chicken. See?
Yeah.
Like it has something to do with humans. I mean, yeah. So
well, we're all just animals, and that's part of the right? whole materialistic view of the world. You know?
And right. And Havelock Ellis said that children are capable of a wide range of genital and sexual aptitude. So he kind of was the precursor, like Rene Guyon, who basically said sex before 8 or you're too late. Because disgusting. Basically, the earlier you rape a child, the better off they will be. And that's kind of what Kinsey espoused in his research as well.
Yeah, he said it was good for them to learn about what sex is and how to please themselves by getting raped by others.
But yeah, so if and anyway, that story ends. The family was sworn to secrecy. They were told never to tell Brenda that he was actually a boy. They didn't adhere to that. At 14, they told him.
He was so tortured.
Yeah, they immediately
told him.
He immediately began living as a boy. Like ended up marrying a woman, being a janitor, adopting her 3 kids. And but the family by that point was just too far gone. It just destroyed the whole deal. Oh, and they had to take him from Canada, take the 2 boys. They would take them to Johns Hopkins in Baltimore every year to go see Dr. John Money for like a checkup. And he was molesting both of them every time. And this is the guy
teaching the female one what it's like to be female.
Long story
making
short,
them bang each other.
Yeah, long story short, the brother that was male the whole time, well, they're both, the brother was never forced to transition,
they're all male the whole time.
Yeah, I know, sorry. Right. Yeah. He dies of a drug overdose at like 36, 2 years later. The other one commits suicide. And it's all documented in this book that I just ordered called As Nature Made Him, The Boy Who Was Raised as a Girl by John Colapinto. And if you guys want to know a weird story, I tried to order this. I ordered this book, did like the buy now, you know, little slide thing on Amazon Prime 3 times over the past 2 weeks, and it it never showed up in my pending orders that were on the way. Finally, I did it today and it's in there, but I'm pretty sure it was in there before, like about to be shipped, and then it was taken out.
Wow.
It's a New York Times bestseller from some like guy.
What is
from
the title again?
As Nature Made Him, The Boy Who Was Raised as a Girl. As Nature Made
great.
Him.
That's
but
great.
Yeah, Lost in Translation, she talks about him a lot, and that is the basis for, so as like Kinsey is to regular, you know, just sexuality is in a broad sense, this guy John Money is the one who like all the trans stuff is based on his work, even though there's proof that it was faulty, that it didn't work.
Yeah.
They'll
There
still
was
like,
a Rolling Stone issue a number of years ago that had a really big, good story about, what's his name, David Reimer? For some reason,
oh,
that's,
the boy's name.
I think that was his name. I don't.
Yeah, that might be it. I had the
These poor children. It should have never happened. Circumcision is always a crime. We'll talk about it in another episode, I hope.
But yeah,
But it
so I
should have
pulled
never
up.
happened. It was one trauma and more trauma on top of that trauma. Oh, we'll fix that trauma with more trauma. And it's all trauma. Like, it should never have happened. All babies should be with their mother.
So
All
here's
right.
the
All right.
wiki
All
on this
right.
guy, John William Money, who's a New Zealander, American psychologist, sexologist, and professor at Johns Hopkins, known for his research on human sexual behavior and gender, believing that gender identity was malleable within the first 2 years of life. Money advocated for the surgical normalization of the genitalia of intersex infants. But it wasn't just intersex infants. Money advanced the use of more accurate terminology in sex research, coining the term gender role, sexual orientation. Despite widespread popular belief, Money did not coin gender identity. Money pioneered drug treatment for sex offenders in order to extinguish their sex drives.
Just one thing, that same drug that they're treating sex offenders with to make them sterile is the same thing that they give to children to make their puberty not happen
The puberty
until they
blockers.
puberty blockers is
Yeah.
a
But
sterilization
it's
drug.
reversible.
Yeah, right. Okay. It makes you it like it gives you rickets basically. You got like no bones anymore. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean that in the in that book, Lost in Translation, that is just a it's like a whole hour of her just like talking about like going through like Reddit forums and TikToks of like detransitioners and what they're saying. It's really, really sad.
It's very sad. It's so
Another thing
sad.
that really that she really does a good job of documenting in that book, and it's extremely sad, but you never really think of it, is like addressing that the grief that the parents are going through. It's a terribly sad but very important
It's
book,
their
I
own
think, for
goddamn
people
fault for
to hear.
circumcising their kids. Like, they should have never done. That's the worst thing in.
But
No.
no, I'm just talking about the grief that
I get
parents,
that. I
she's
get that.
talking about the grief of parents who, whose kids are like saying like who have
Oh,
rapid onset gender dysphoria. That's pretty much the basis of the book, is rapid onset gender dysphoria in like 15-year-old
Why would it
teens,
be
you know?
rapid? What? I mean, that's some weird grooming. Like, that's.
Well, maybe they just, you know, my life's not working for me.
No,
Oh.
that's not how it works. It'll
Oh,
like
okay.
it'll affect like a whole town in like rural Ohio, like every 15-year
I
old
live in
girl.
rural Ohio.
Yeah, like every like 15-year-old girl will be in a in it'll go like school by school. Like
Because
one
of the
school will
chemicals,
once
obviously.
or just like one gets it,
They love
and
chemical,
then they but
like chemical disasters in
one will
Ohio.
start doing it and like get all this praise and all this
Right.
stuff like that, and then they'll all do it, and they're
Right.
all on the spectrum, and they're all it's
Just like that dude that helped what's his name get off of going to jail for killing his wife.
Peterson?
Oh, Bruce Jenner.
Jenner, yeah, that I mean, that dude was brave and heroic and brave or whatever. It like Diane Arbus did like
Olympic
Vanity Fair
champion.
cover, like that's the best photographer and the best magazine and like whatever they gave it the dude like Woman of the Year or
Woman of the
whatever.
year. He
It's
hadn't
like
even been a woman for a year.
what the hell? Dude like ran over somebody with his car and all of a sudden he's like, "Oh, I'll do whatever you say. Okay, I'm a woman now." Like, all right, whatever. It's crazy. I'm sorry for what they do to Kanye.
Yeah.
Like, poor
Yeah,
individual.
they're just doing terrible. That whole family's doing terrible
Yeah,
things
look at what they did to
to
the
black men.
right. Look at what they did to the guy, the basketball player that married
Yeah,
the other
Lamar
sister.
Odoms, is that who it was? Yeah.
Yeah, they tried to kill him in the whorehouse with all the drugs and
Yeah,
the
and he's
like.
like banging trannies now and all
Yeah,
sorts of stuff like that.
whoa. Oh my
Yeah.
God, dude. What are they doing to this world? Okay. So, okay. Deborah, where are you at? So you already got the red pill on Kinsey already, right?
Yeah.
So do you have any
Yeah.
like do you So all of this that we're telling you is like kind of old hat for you. You're like,
No, it's not old hat. It's
right.
you know, because
But
I didn't do research like you do research. I watched a couple of
right.
YouTube videos and I did
It's
listen to a it was kind of a useless podcast from somebody else, but
yeah.
yeah.
So you went down the rabbit hole and you weren't
I did.
afraid. That's great. I love that you've been part of this podcast for so long and that you like you brave the and you hear the topic and like, oh well, gotta learn something new instead of being like, oh no, what's he gonna tell me? Like that's
It's
I'm glad of that.
been Cubby, stop. My dog is pulling books off my bookshelf now. He's all
It's
right,
probably
stop
important
it.
books. Probably
Yeah.
important.
The one that he pulled off is Manson by Jeff Gwynne.
Yeah, that's all part of the soup too. Yeah, we could talk
Yeah,
about
they
that.
made Manson and was made to dress up as a little girl.
See?
It
Just
never
like
to
all
parents.
and he went to
Doesn't matter if
freaking
you really want a little
Boys Town
girl,
in Nebraska, like
don't do it.
yeah.
Don't do it, guys. It
Yeah.
never ends up good to
It's
dress your
not
little
normal.
boy as a girl.
It's actually silly. Like, I mean, come on. Where are other people saying, "Hey, idiot!" Like, why aren't they making fun of people anymore? I mean, everybody's like, "Oh, you need a safe space." Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You're a cat. I'll give you a
A litter
box of
box.
sand.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. So, okay. Speaking of books, does people? So the Reese Committee did hearings on the Rockefeller Foundation, and they were wondering about the Rockefeller Foundation and what's going on there. And Rockefeller funded Kinsey and his Kinsey Institute. And with Rockefeller money, they created that soundproof laboratory where they filmed everybody's sexual encounters and and like all of Kinsey got funded by Rockefeller all the way. And so this committee, the Reese Committee, Wormser had a book,
Wormser from Revenge
Foundations.
of the Nerds.
Probably use that on purpose, that word.
Yeah.
So let's see. It seems to this committee that there is a strong tendency on the part of many of the social scientists whose research is favored by the major foundations towards the concept that there are no absolutes. That everything, including basic moral law, is subject to change, however fundamental it may have deemed to be under the Judeo-Christian moral system.
Yeah.
That's what Kinsey was doing. Dissolve it.
Early
There's
on
no. Go
in
ahead,
his
Deborah.
work, early on, there some conservatives accused him of being a communist because he was undermining the family, the core family, by suggesting we all should just go have sex wherever we want.
Yeah, Kinsey said that that every it's homosexuality is a sliding scale and there is no absolute. And so everybody falls in a different range. It's a spectrum, like that whole idea. And that's like I was saying before about making black and white gray. So
Yeah.
then they got you. So
There's
like
no
that's what that was all
absolute
about.
truth. It's postmodernism. It's
Right.
yeah.
Solipsism. Like we tell you 2 + 2 is 5. We said so, believe it.
Yeah,
We got a
not
box that'll
only
tell
do you
you.
have to think, not only could you say that it's five, you need to believe that it's
Right.
five,
Or we'll
Winston.
figure out your worst fear and
Yep.
subject you to it. Yeah. Here, I got one more quote. The puerile doctrine that change is always necessary has led many of these scientists to believe that there are no longer any inalienable rights. They deem themselves justified with the support of foundation grants to label their prejudices as truth and to experiment with society. That was printed in a book, page 104, 105, Foundations. People should check it out. I mean, people were looking into this a long time ago, and people understand the what is happening and how it's a dissolving of our fundamental nature. As humans, I mean, sexuality is one of the basic drives of humanity. Like, it's way deeper than your frontal lobe. It's like your fight or flight type reptile brain, whatever, that takes over at that point, you know? And for that to be superior in their minds is a satanic perspective, if you ask me, you know? Yeah. So, did you want to show a picture, Amy, of him showing the, like, I wanted to just to get a view of Kinsey's, like,
Yeah, I sent that to Adam
mind.
on Instagram.
Do you
Yeah.
have that of
The
him if, with the
porcupine
kids?
picture. Yeah.
Yeah, the kids. Yeah.
It's really disturbing.
Yeah, look at his face. Oh, it's okay. We'll give you some time. Like, so the Robert Letow Dickinson was Kinsey's like mentor or whatever, and he took sexual histories. He was the first physician scientist to obtain detailed sexual histories of his patients. And he, like, his notebook and all of those histories is now at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey went and grabbed it. Kinsey also went and grabbed Crowley's sexual histories, or tried to. Like, he was way into Crowley too. He went and visited the Abbey of Thelema. Him and Kenneth Anger are good buddies, you
I
know?
sent that picture as well, so
Right. Yeah. So, like,
let me
they
see.
love the whole, like, turning us into a beast, and, like, so that the, you know, they can, it's like if they dissolve the rest of society, they can ascend,
Oh,
and
you have to go to
they're,
the arrow button.
I'm trying to switch. It's on my wife's account. I'm trying to
Oh, okay.
switch to
Oh, okay.
mine.
So yeah, Dickinson was like, he died in 1950 or whatever, but Kinsey like took over from that dude.
It really seems like the Kinsey Institute is unwilling to turn over any documentation or
No.
any stuff. Like they're
They are
still.
protecting pedophiles. They are
Yeah.
protecting offenders. They keep that secret. And that it's, you know why? Because they got secrets of Rockefeller people too, you know? Like this Alan Grant, I forget the guy that was in charge of all of his funding, the work for the Rockefeller. Like, he was probably filmed as well in this, like, oh yeah, this picture is great. This kid's, can you zoom in? So look at Kinsey's face. Like, I guess you can't zoom in. His, oh, that's great. That's great.
Oh yeah.
Look at his
Yeah.
face.
He's so creepy.
He is
Look at
so
what are they looking
creepy.
at, Amy? What, can you explain that?
So they're looking at a film of porcupines copulating and
It's
he
kind of violent.
yeah, I could imagine.
Those kids look very
Disturbed.
disturbed. Yeah, look at his face. He
Oh, he
loves.
looks really
He's
happy.
right in his
Yep.
element.
He's playing pocket pool. Look at him.
And the teacher's mouth is open, like,
Yeah.
look at this
And
lady right
she's
here.
allowing it. And those poor kids, their parents are
Look at
allowing
this
this.
girl's having a hard time with it right here.
Oh, yeah, that was great. That's priceless, too. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, like it is. And Rockefeller says, give that dude money. I mean, he is like what they did for Darwin, they did the same thing for Kinsey. And this Magnus Hirschfeld was really starting
Cool.
something. This was a doctored picture. If you see the shadows are weird, like his
Ooh,
shadow shouldn't be over there.
it's like
But anyway,
demons. Ooh,
yeah,
it's Aleister Crowley.
right, that's Crowley on the wall, and that's Kenneth Anger on the right, and that's
This is Kenneth Anger.
Kinsey. Yep, that's Kenneth
Yes.
Anger.
So,
And
Amy, this is
that's
getting into
Kinsey on the left.
your area of expertise. Where did their paths cross?
So like Sean was talking about earlier, Kinsey was really after Crowley's sexual history diaries. So that's when he went to
White
Europe.
stains.
Yeah,
White stains, it's like.
after he got the funding cut off from the Rockefeller Institute, he went to Europe and he went to Sweden, Denmark, and basically all of the sex education laws in the United States came from Kinsey, as well as the entire world. And so he kind of did his pedophiles are great over there. And then he went to Sicily to the Abbey of Thelema with Kenneth Anger. Kenneth Anger restored the murals that,
Took all the whitewash off of it. They
yeah.
tried to cover over the sadist, the disgusting
Kids
murals.
getting raped and orgies and
Yeah.
terrible
At
stuff.
And they would
the
give,
Italian Abbey of Thelema.
right. And
Yes.
they
That's
would
the one
give the
where
people
Crowley got
drugs.
Crowley, Mussolini kicked him out of Italy, right? And
Yes.
so then they painted all over his stuff and they uncovered it.
Yeah, he went with like acid, like diluted acid, and
Kenneth
took
Anger
off.
and Kinsey did it.
Kenneth Anger went and did it, and then
Okay.
Kinsey came and looked at the murals
Okay.
and probably diddled with, with his old buddy there, Kenneth Anger, like whatever they
Yeah.
were doing. He's got like the Kinsey Institute has film of Kenneth Anger in their files. They
Are
also have film of other stuff and other people doing other things.
all those tapes still around? The ones of
Yes, so the
the secret room or the silent room?
so in the Reisman book, it talks about how there's probably $40 million worth of erotic art and pet basically child porn at the Institute that they have probably systematically destroyed part of it, and they have moved it because basically if they ever got a if the police got a warrant, they would be screwed because, like Deborah was speaking about earlier, these pedophile priests were given complete liability from the law to
And
do
who runs
whatever
the
they
cops?
wanted. Exactly, yeah.
It's the Satanists. Like, it was all part of the plan. Sorry, I didn't mean to
Oh,
interrupt.
no, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
Exactly. That's a good point.
Like, I mean, he was like what Crowley was doing, Kinsey was doing, and Crowley was dissolving and coagulating and doing experiments. And like, this is an extension of Crowley. Kinsey is like he used Crowley's, like Crowley was a sick individual as well, and like they are using each, like he's using this other sick individual to make himself look like, oh, I'm like a normal guy, I'm learning this power. And but it basically it's a leverage, and the cops will never raid. Because the people that own the cops have videos there. I mean, this is how, like, this, like you were saying before with Adam, with about the Epstein's mansion was all had cameras. It's all part of it. And he wouldn't allow anybody to work for him unless they compromised themselves. That's the same thing as government. Like, in order to become a higher echelon, to become one of the jesters or whatever, instead of a shriner or whatever, you gotta do something
Yeah, it's
and you
like
gotta prove it.
Blue
And they gotta
Lodge.
get it on camera and they file it away. And now you are owned. It's all so.
It's like Blue Lodge, no big deal. Construction worker, you know. Then the special guy gets asked to go to Scottish Rite. Special ones from there get asked to go to 33rd degree. Special ones from there get asked to go to Shriners. Special ones from there get asked to go to the Jesters. You know, on and on and on and on.
And further it goes. And it's just because the Freemasons are good at keeping secrets. And the reason government uses pedophiles is because they're good at keeping secrets.
And they're
They keep us,
corruptible.
yes, and they keep a secret from their wife and their other family. They go to the Thanksgiving dinner, and they're grooming
Yeah.
their kids. Like, those are the kind of people that they need for their satanic organization. So that's why Dennis Hastert got a job. That's why he was the longest sitting Speaker of the House. I mean,
Yeah.
because he is a great example. Like, so Kinsey was using that same power dynamic in his own life to create himself at the top of the pyramid. I am the king of the world, and everybody has to be subservient to me. And when Rockefeller started to pull their funding, they're like, oh, nah. And they continued funding until like 53 or something, and the female book came out. Like, it's, he had leverage over people. I very much believe so. And so, I mean, that they are still holding that leverage, that is valuable, that's money. And like, so it is creating like this, it will not be, that bubble will not be popped, because it keeps the whole house of cards afloat. I mean, if you pull a string, it all falls apart.
Deborah, think about how many, you're 70 years old. What do you want to do? You want to sit at home and hang out with your dog and see your kids every once in a while, but not, you know, take it easy for the rest of your life, probably, right? Why are there so many octogenarian politicians still in office?
That's a really good question.
Because they can't quit, probably. They probably won't let them. They're probably compromised. Joe Biden's been in office for almost 50 years.
Yeah. He's sick.
And they're just run him out there, and he's got dementia.
Totally. I mean, he's a total puppet. I mean, they had, long before that, like, they were pulling Hillary around. She was like dragging her toes. You know what I mean? They were,
I mean, she was passing out. Like, she was like very, very ill on the, full of drugs on the 2016 campaign trail.
Same thing with Hitler. He was full of amphetamines. They had a special shot for him every day, every couple hours. He had a special doctor.
He thought it was B12.
Yeah. Right. And he's up there. Bah, 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 because they created that. Like, this whole thing is an experiment. And the Nazis, they were just warming up. You know, Mao, that was okay, we're getting there. You know, Stalin, Uncle Joe, right? This is the world that's coming is going to be like, I don't know. I'm pretty black-pilled, but it looks pretty rough. Like, we're going to have to stand up and say no. We're going to have to say no with teeth, because like, otherwise our kids are going to be chopping themselves up and trying to kill themselves and shit. Like, everybody needs to homeschool. Everybody needs to get good food out of their own ground. You know, like, really pay attention to what goes into their body and how they can keep themselves safe, because really, people are, I'm scared, you know, because people are so dumb. And if you look at the test, everybody was wearing the mask. Everybody took the shot. Everybody is a slave. They'll all get on the trains, you know, see you later. it's like they got them, and so it's just a matter of time until they get killed off completely. You know, it's really sad.
Well, on
that note, we're living through it in the culling. It's culling that's happening, right?
Amy, do you have any final thoughts or statements before we wrap up?
I just really quickly wanted to talk about the Rockefeller funding.
Sure.
So I looked it up in today's money. So back then it was $75,000 to $240,000 a year of grants that they were getting. But in today's money, that's $857,000 to $2,700,000 a year.
A lot of that went to Kinsey himself.
Yeah. And let's not forget, they were the ones making textbooks and stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Kinsey was using that money to pay Rex King and to pay, you know, the other guy and the German guy there.
And guess who I found out bought one of the major textbook companies in the United States a few decades ago?
Who's that?
Robert Maxwell. Maxwell's father, who was a Mossad agent.
That's great. They're
all connected.
Crowley was intelligence too.
Exactly. Right. It is an operation. This is an operation. And what they're subjecting us to it. And what they did to Weimar is, I mean, they destroyed the dollar, I mean, their money, you know, and they already had, they wiped away all of the laws. They created, oh, it's democracy or whatever, and they free love and free drugs and all that, and so they got all of that ready to go, you know. And then they, in this whole thing with Hirschfeld, like, he was Kinsey. Like, if Hitler didn't come around and squash it, like, so they're, in any case, they're doing that now here, and there's evidence of it. And like, the poor kids are mutilating themselves. Like, they think that, I mean, pedophiles think that children are sexual beings when their brains don't even haven't created the hormones for that. Like, I mean, their body is not making that. It's not possible. They cannot consent. And NAMBLA cites Kinsey, North American Man Boy Love Association, who's like, you know, their hero, their Allen Ginsberg was like one of their big proponents, and he would go on tour with Bob Dylan, you know, promoting pederasty, you know
Yeah,
what I mean?
it's
William Burroughs
some
too.
dark stuff to that guy. I mean, real bad. I've, you know,
Very bad.
Jon Ervin's a real asshole, but
True.
he's talked about Ginsberg a lot. Like he was going down to like to South
Ginsberg
America
is
and
sick.
doing some real gnarly stuff down
Yeah,
there.
the Yahe letters. Him and Burroughs both went to South America to bugger little boys, and they wrote about it. And that's like bestseller, whatever. I mean, William Burroughs shot his wife with a gun and got let out of prison. He works for the government. Go ahead.
In Harley Cromag's autobiography talks about knowing Allen Ginsberg when he was a little kid. So it
Right.
always made me wonder.
Right. What is a punk? Really? It's a bitch that gets fucked in jail. You know, I got a lot of friends that say punk is like a, they wear it like a badge, but you know, they were told wrong. You know, it's all part about the dis, it's all the disillusion, the dissolving, it's all the destruction of the natural order. Like, they're going to show us the mirror. They're going to give us the opposite. And you'll recognize it out there. You'll see it and you'll be like, ah, yeah. Because, I mean, next, like she said, bestiality, you know, cannibalism, it's all coming.
Yeah, I
It's like
mean, we
full
got
on. SRA will be legal.
minor attracted persons. It's
Oh,
getting
that
at
too.
it's getting added to the list.
Right. Because then
So
once it's legal, then all their blackmail is worthless. And then they can do the new order. Because the old order is all that other old blackmail, you know? Once it's legal, nobody cares. You banged kids and you drank blood. Whatever. So do I. You know? Because if everybody's immoral, you know? So, I mean, it's, that's how the New World Order works. Like, it's not just economics, it's like mental. Like, they break down the family, they break down your mind, like, they rape you and they make you like it, they like groom you into liking it, and then they make you want to kill yourself.
It's mental slavery.
Totally. Yes. Government itself, the word government comes from two words, gubernare, mente, like to control, mind. Okay? Everybody should be anarchist. If you have free will, authority is an illusion. Anyway, so that takes your free will. That's why they ask if you want to circumcise your baby. That's why they ask if you want to take this injection. Because that's, once you agree, then they are not morally culpable.
We didn't force you into this.
Right. They can reap all
I
those
mean,
benefits.
they've already there's so much of that going around. Justin Trudeau, like, oh, we never said you had to do that. You know, it's like
Right.
it's so horrific. But
Think of what they did to him as a kid.
yeah, I know. Yeah, his dad, I mean, Kathy O'Brien talked about his dad, and
Right.
she said he was a like one of the roughest one of
Castro,
them
you
all.
mean? Or the other one?
Pierre,
Right,
his not his
Pierre,
real
yeah.
dad, the
His
one that was given the honor and yeah.
like the hero guy, right? Yeah,
Yeah.
no doubt.
The one that took him to a trip to Antarctica with him. You ever hear him talk about that?
No,
Oh, there's
no.
video of him talking about how his dad took him. I can't remember. I think it's Antarctica or the North Pole or something like
Jesus.
that. Like they
He's
went on
so
a
full of
trip to
shit, too.
Antarctica.
Yeah.
But guys, this has
Anyway.
been utterly disturbing. Deborah,
Totally.
did we ruin your Saturday night?
You ruined my Saturday night.
I was
Thank
saving
I'm
the
gonna have to go
circumcising
find some
himself.
serial killer movie to calm me down.
Yeah. Jeez. We're grooming her the wrong way, I think. We
I know.
should take a break from this show. But she stole my that was my whopper, was the circumcising himself. And she went and said, I'm like,
I'm
oh no, you're
sorry.
good. It's great. No, it's great. I love it. It's
Well, at
great.
least she didn't know about him hanging himself by his nuts
No.
from a
Yep.
cast iron pipe. So, but, Sean, what's going on with Wake the Dead and all your stuff?
Oh, well, I've got a secret project I'm working on that's going to be awesome, and I can't wait to show everybody, but I'm keeping a lid on that. And my show's going great. I'm talking to like many great friends of mine that I've had and that I've met, and I have some shows planned for the future. I'm actually going to talk to the PsyOps Cinema guys later this week.
Oh, cool. Can you
And
tell us what movie you're gonna do?
yeah, we're going to talk about Mandy and Beyond the Black
Ooh.
Rainbow.
Oh, cool. What's that guy's name that does those?
Panos
I've seen Mandy, not the other one though.
Cosmatos. It's a head trip. You got to
Yeah.
watch it. It's like,
Okay.
whoa, it's great.
Maybe I'll listen
It's
to you
art
guys talk.
for
I'll listen
sure.
to you guys talk about it first and
Yeah.
then watch it so I know a little bit
Great.
of what's going on.
Okay. It's great. It's a great piece of work. But anyway, like we're yeah, so like I'm always excited for the conversation that I'm gonna have. And like I'm like and I'll and I know that we were gonna talk, so I'll look into it again. I'll learn some more stuff and like I'll you know.
Yeah.
And so that all gets into the show, and Wake the Dead is my show. And I have you can find me at onegreatworknetwork.com/Sean-McCann. And all of my stuff is there. If I get deleted from YouTube or Rumble or wherever, that's a website where it's safe and I post everything.
You haven't got kicked off YouTube yet?
No, actually, I didn't start a YouTube because I knew about it. And
Yeah.
then for a while there, all I put on YouTube was the circumcision stuff because I wanted people to know about it. It's
Yeah.
important information. It won't get censored there. Like they censor all the other stuff if I talk about like the arm spear or whatever, you know, like so like I'm selective with the YouTube. But you
Got
can
it.
find me on BitChute, Rumble, and Odyssey for as long as Odyssey's still around.
I think they got bought, so it's going to stick around.
Good. Beautiful,
Yeah.
because it's great. Like private ownership saves
Yeah.
the day. Yeah. So, yeah. And so you can find me there, Wake the Dead, and you can find me at Google and like all the podcast listeners, like Apple and yeah, Wake the Dead. And thank you very much for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. This is
Yeah,
great.
thanks for being here. I'm happy to get you back on anytime you want. We'll get that other one scheduled up soon.
Yeah.
Um, Amy, what's going on with you?
I'm on DLive.tv, Amy underscore Lane. I'm thinking about doing FLDS next and Warren Jeffs because he bought
Yeah.
land in my area and I want to kind of dig into that a little bit.
Sweet.
So that's kind of what I'm planning.
Cool. That's
That's
great.
great.
Yeah, we'd love to
So
talk
we can
about that
find you at
too.
that website, and you're
Yeah.
gonna do more of that? Are you gonna expand? Are you gonna
I'm on DLive. I've been streaming on there for the last couple years, and I have a YouTube page, but it mostly just has my travel videos from Europe and Asia. So that's YouTube Amy Lane.
Cool. And then
So thank you.
you're on Instagram as the Mudflood Girl.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. You are my heroes. So thank you for
Awesome.
this. This was
This is
very
great.
exciting for me.
Yeah, thanks for coming back on and giving us your Saturday night. I'm glad you got to meet Deborah. And Deborah, thank you, of course, for being a good sport and doing some research, and you know, would have been fun to surprise you a little bit more, but I'm glad you got into it, you know.
I did. I love going down those dark rabbit holes.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be surprised at the next one then, the one we're scheduling.
Cool. Look forward to it.
Right
Right on. Well,
It's
thank you
nice to meet you,
guys.
Amy, as well. You did some good research, and you did a lot of work for the show, and thanks for that. And so I wanted to recognize that.
Yeah, thank you
Thank
both very
you.
much. Thank you, Deborah, and thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you soon. All right. Bye.
Bye. Love you.
I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing this for me. I'm not signed on to killing all those old people or those black babies. Fuck you, motherfucking New World Order. I will get your ass. Delay that. It pisses me off. You sign on to playing God, you get burned. And all you dumbasses that serve the New World Order are idiots. Playing God all day. Deciding who lives and who dies.
Penis man.
And then I find out they're all screwing little kids and devil worshiping. Of course they are. Oh, you're the big elites. Oprah Winfrey and Ted Turner and Bill Clinton and Epstein, all in that seven-story pervert building in New York. What a bunch of freaks. And the fact that those pedophiles, and I'm calling Oprah Winfrey one, hope she burns in hell. Every damn one of you's a piece of crap. And you're going to be judged. So you just continue to enjoy hurting babies and hurting old people and hurting homeless people and turn us all into a bunch of idiots. Because you will be destroyed.
Mom, I'm transgender.